This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He just confronted the major groomer operation. Alex Stein is coming up. But first, it's so important, I'm going to play it again. Satanism demystified. Stay with us.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
There are many preconceived notions about what defines Satanism. Some people will say that Satanists are just playing dress-up. Some say they sacrifice children, and others believe they have magical powers. But the truth is much more simple. Most people will agree that Satanism is the antithesis of Christianity. So first we must define what Christianity is. In a sentence, Christianity is the impulse to express brotherly love towards our fellow man. Satanism does not have that impulse at all. In the most simple terms, Satanism can be described with the pop culture phrase, pimps and hoes. If these words upset you, good. We are talking about the nature of evil. And if it makes light of it, even better. These animals are nothing to fear. While the rich and powerful Satanists want you to believe they are witches and warlocks, they are nothing more than pimps and hoes, cannibals, feeding off other people like predatory animals. Completely devoid of the impulse for brotherly love, Satanism is base-level animal tribalism, an animal hierarchy comprised of the pimps at the top, the hoes they control, and the tricks they both exploit. This is the law of the jungle, which has existed for millennia. A survival of the fittest, dog-eat-dog world, where the nice guys always finish last. It is the patriarchy that the anti-Christians claim to oppose, which makes no sense, because we are only able to transcend this ruthlessness with the Christian impulse of brotherly love, where everyone is equally welcome. There is much talk about a battle being waged between good and evil, but this sort of simple black and white duality only exists in our mind. In reality, what's going on is a balancing act between our spirit and our body. While our spirit may be drawn to love and light, our body is an animal with innate animal instincts that cannot easily be suppressed. And like every other species of animal, the primary instincts are survival and reproduction. So as far as mammals go, the female is the ultimate prize in the game of life. A society built upon a Christian ethos of brotherly love is one that honors individual freedom. And the way to satisfy our animal desires for survival with brotherly love is through marriage and raising a family with some degree of selflessness. And without the Christian ethos of brotherly love, the Satanist simply sees women as the most valued commodity, to be bought and sold for one's own selfish desire, pimps and hoes. Whether it be in the poorest communities or at the top of the pyramid, Satanism is all about control, and the ones at the top have invested everything into their technocratic pop culture media machine, which is their main method of pimping. And they see the brainwashed masses as their hoes, because according to the laws of the jungle, they own them, which is why they resent the Christian ethos, because it is the only thing on earth that stands against them. But the real problem with Satanism is that it keeps an individual from knowing God and discovering their true path. Our free will allows us the choice to either transcend spiritually, which requires a personal relationship with God, or descend into the animal kingdom and forever remain a beast, which is what the pimps and hoes are ultimately selling. But we don't have to buy it. Satanic influence has always been with us, and it is nothing to fear. These Satanist pimps are not gods. They are merely animals playing mind tricks and spinning lies. Redemption is for everyone, and humanity has a choice. We can either submit to the beast system and live like animals, or we can follow the Christian impulse for brotherly love and stand up against evil so that our children will know freedom. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Please share the report. It's at man.video and InfoWars.com. Alex Stein confronted the evil just yesterday. Stay with us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentlemen, it's Sunday, June 5th. We're in hour number two, and the people are fighting back. Alex Stein coming up.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
We're denying this for you. We're asking you to leave.
Oh, my God. They're bigoted. They're not letting me in here. I can't believe they're not letting me in a gay bar. I thought you guys were inclusive, right?
Hey.
Are you guys trying to be inclusive? They're not letting me in a gay bar. Look how inclusive they are here.
Guys,
in a moment, the camera gets cut off. All these ghouls are hitting him. I'm going to ask what happened to him after.
They won't let us in a gay bar.
We see fish flying.
Eddie, get in.
Many of the attendees who were pro grooming said they're teachers or becoming teachers. They want access to your children. They have a real hunger for them. All right, Alex Stein is well known for his political commentary and more. He's up in Dallas. This is happening all over the world, corporately backed. And while he's with us, TV viewers will see a better angle of the assault that happened on him. But just incredible to see this continuing to unfold. Alex Stein, thank you for joining us. Tell us where this was and what was happening.
Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. So this was in Cedar Springs, what they call the gayborhood of Dallas. I know you know the, you know, you obviously know Dallas pretty well. So this is, people don't realize that Dallas has a big gay community. I think it's like L.A., San Francisco, and Dallas is a, you know, it's kind of on that gay radar, I guess you'd say. And listen, I want to start off by saying I don't have any problem really with gay and trans people. I mean, they're not necessarily, their mental health probably isn't the best state, and a lot of them have probably been sexually abused as a child, so I'm probably empathetic to a lot of them. So I just want to start off by saying I really don't have any problem. If they want to do a drag queen dance-off, but I don't want kids involved. The fact that they're trying to groom these kids and get them in there, Alex, listen, it's very similar to the drug culture. There's a saying in the drug world, they say your first time is always free. That was the vibes that I got, and I'm an edgy person myself. Like, not a lot of stuff shocks me. And I was shocked because the way that they were preying on these kids, the way that they were feasting on them, they were literally like feasting on them as if they were feasting on their souls. And I was just watching the report by Greg Reese. He does great work, before the break. And it literally is some sort of demonic possession. These people have disassociated themselves from God totally, and that they've sold their soul, probably because of past prior abuse. And what they want to do is they want to pay that forward. They want to bring them into their miserable life. They want to bring that misery as company, the famous cliche. It was never more real in my life.
These people have the highest level of suicide, the highest level of everything. I mean, these are captives of Satan, and now they want children.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Alex. The fact that they were so happy to get these kids in there, they were so happy. And then what was so weird is the door, they have a glass door normally. They put paper over the glass door.
Kind of like it was Pennsylvania or Michigan or Georgia at the voting.
Exactly like that. They probably use their playbook. And listen, at least with a drag queen story time in a library in Houston, they just, a 32-year-old was just, a convicted sexual offender just did a drag queen story time. They should pull that up in Houston, Texas. Now that's terrible, but that's at least at a public library. This was at a bar, Alex.
And again, for radio listeners, you're not having to see this. We have men dressed as women with 3 and 4 and 5 and 6-year-old kids giving them money. Striptease.
Yeah, and they were simulating sex on the dance floor. They were having them play musical chairs.
There's a big sign behind it saying it's not going to lick itself.
Yes, and obviously we know what that means. They're not talking about food. And this is the problem, Alex, too. It's the denuclearization of the family. That's what's so bad.
And they parade the children around like trophies.
Yeah, Alex, you just nailed it. They were trophies. You know how you want a trophy wife? These are like trophy kids, because when we went and confronted the people and they came out, Alex, all the moms were single moms. They were with an aunt. I didn't see one dad that you would say a normal dad, a dad that looks like you, that would wear the khaki shorts and a t-shirt. Everybody was a single parent, and it was a lot of people of color.
The parents all look like mutants, like a giant satanic spider sucked their soul.
And so I have intel. Some of the people that did get in, of course, they recognized me immediately, but they said there was kids that were trying to play on their Nintendo DS, their little video game thing. I'm not a video gamer. And that the parents took the video games out of their hands and said, pay attention to the drag race. What is that? What kind of world do we live in, Alex, where a kid doesn't even want to be there, wants to play on his video games? That's bad enough. But the parent says, no, look at the stripper dance. Look at the person
dance.
This is total,
total recruitment. And then bullying, and it's going on in the schools. It's going on in Pizza Hut and Disney. I mean, this is a full globalist assault. This is their assault.
And Alex, this is the problem. So I'll send a photo to your producer too. So Andy Ngo did some great journalism by finding out who all these people were. And one of the
that was my next question, because I'm not trying to give us credit because we want it's below the radar. But we've sent out PIs before and others. In Houston, other places, running the plates of these people, and a bunch of their events got shut down by us and others because they're convicted pedophiles. So I wonder, no wonder some of them are wearing masks. Who knows what's going to come out?
Well, of course, they have to hide. And then somebody already told me one of them is a volleyball coach. One of the people there was a volleyball coach at Richardson High School, which is a prominent high school in a nice neighborhood. But what I'm trying to say is on one of the things, I need to pull up the picture. The drag queen's name, I believe, was Noelle. And they went back on their Instagram, and then Noelle talked about in full drag in downtown Dallas said, want to get pizza. So this is the problem, is the mainstream media is going to say, oh, Pizzagate's fake. It's just it's a debunked conspiracy theory of a bunch of people having a child. Sex ring in a pizza parlor. False. That's not what we believe. What we know is that we have people, John Podesta, sending weird emails talking about MAPS, minor attracted persons. There's so much evidence. We got Bill Clinton on the Lolita Express 26 times with no Secret Service. This is the facts that we have, that we're hanging out with Prince Andrew, the Queen's son.
And slow down and explain this. The FBI manuals say they use pizza as the code word for having sex with children. Now,
yes,
surprise, that's being promoted here.
Yeah, and listen, this is not, we talk about conspiracy all the time, but this is being done out in the open. This is in Dallas, Texas.
What do you make of it? We got plenty of time. We're going to go over it all, Alex. But even Bill Maher says leave the kids alone, and this drag queen stuff targeting kids is out of control. I mean, are people really going to, liberals, are you really going to sign on to this?
Well, I have gay friends and family members that have reached out, and they said, hey, this is too far. Why are they sexualizing children? But, Alex, and I know this is their target, because in the gay community they can't procreate, so they have to recruit people. They have to recruit children, and that's what they're doing. This is a recruitment. This is like, oh, this is your first time free. Because, imagine your first rock concert. I remember it was yesterday. Oh, it was so fun. This is what they're trying to do. They're trying to take him to a bar for an adult. A bar is a fun.
Them into a lifestyle.
Yes, and I'm saying a bar is a fun place. I remember the college when I first went to a bar. I was like, oh, this is so much fun. I get to drink. I get to hang out. But they're trying to sexualize children in a gay bar. This has gone too far. They're trying to make something that is cool, something that is a part of American culture, going to a bar, having a beer, and grooming little children.
And the
children
entire corporate system is behind it.
And Alex, you talk about the corporate system. Every single June 1st, they all put their gay flag. But in that same corporation, BMW doesn't have a gay flag in Saudi Arabia. Apple Computer doesn't have a gay flag in Saudi Arabia. So these multinational corporations are the biggest hypocrites. And that's the biggest problem. Now, George Carlin, you know, some of his politics I didn't agree with. But that's the problem is Americans are idiots. And I hate to say that, but all we care about is these stupid corporations and what they say. They dictate our happiness. Oh, if I don't have the newest car, if I don't have the newest cell phone, if I don't have the newest blah blah blah. It's all inanimate bullcrap from corporations that literally just want you to consume. And sadly, most Americans, I would say 95% of Americans, fall into the trap of pure consumption until there's nothing left and their soul is just given to some corporation.
That's right. And then finally, they just want the children. I mean, look, it took over the Catholic Church, it took over the Boy Scouts. They're using sex operatives to take over. Then institutions cover up the sex abuse, and now the intel operatives, through their vanguard of the clown men dressed as women, take over. That's all this is. Pedophiles dressed as clowns.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones Show, this live Sunday edition. Owen Schroyer coming up in T-minus 40 minutes with Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Alex, I'm just like you. I don't hate anybody if they're an adult. I'm not judging people. I'm not a Pharisee. But it doesn't matter. We all preface, oh, we don't hate people. I don't care if they're homosexual or heterosexual, whoever they are, leave kids alone. There is a corporate targeting of children in their sexual lives, something parents don't talk to their children about till they're 10, 11, 12 years old. It is pedophilia. It is evil. It is sick. It is behavioral psychology, CIA mind control, MK Ultra was all about sex and kids, B.F. Skinner, all of it. It needs to be rejected totally, and we have to say no to it. So you were there at this facility. It's got national attention, but it's going on everywhere. What else did you observe? You had this photo you sent us of one of these individuals that says they want to be in education. They want access to your children. That's what's happening. So when you turn your children over to these people, it's now confirmed, by the way, the police lied. I'm so ashamed of them. I'm not just here to bash the police. In Texas, Uvalde, worse than Sandy Hook, worse than Columbine, worse than Broward County. The stand down was 75 minutes. They weren't in the building. They were ordered by the head cop at the school, who's now a city council member, who won't cooperate with an investigation with the state police or anybody. That's coming up after you leave us. But the point is that the system is after our children. Alex Stein, please continue.
Well, I mean, you nailed it with Uvalde. I mean, we can only say so much, but I mean, the story that they tell us, the fact that they stood down for so long is insubordination, and that it's just typical after 9/11. Somehow these guys fail miserably, and all of a sudden now it becomes a city council member that's probably going to be protected. And if you bet your bottom dollar, I'm going to be in a Uvalde city council meeting. They've already canceled one meeting, but eventually they're going to have to open it up. And that police chief is going to get an earful from Primetime 99, Alex Hine. You know, I'm not speaking hyperbolically when I talk about that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you down there. Because he won't talk to the FBI. He won't talk to state police. He ordered the stand down. 75 minutes. They arrested parents. It's insane.
Well, Alex, you just nailed it. When you talk about the children, it's a lot like the Black Lives Matter movement. Even in their manual, they talk about the denuclearization of the family. They don't want a family household with the father, with the mother.
And they say their main mission is the end of the nuclear family and making black men transgender, which is sterilize black men.
Well, Alex, you got Ketanji Brown Jackson. They said, what is a woman? She can't even say boys have a penis, girls have a vagina. I mean, they just can't even break it down to the simple terms. They want your third grade teacher to dictate what your sexuality is.
You want your third grade or first grade teacher to literally screw your kids up. And we're supposed to just stand by and let them do that. It's a litmus test.
Well, and the thing is, we're failing that litmus test because most people are letting it do it because they're already busy with their bills, with their stress, or the inflation. People can't afford to put gas in their car. People are living in an absolute nightmare. So then they have to put their kids in public school. And you're basically, when you do that, you're putting your kid, the state is raising your kid. And let's just tell you this, the state does not care about you.
When you put your child in a public school, you're putting them in a den of behavioral psychologists and pedophiles. Every pedophile on earth is racing towards access with children. That's all this is.
Well, Alex, because these people want to be around children. I mean, listen, unless a kid is your own kid, most people don't want to be around kids. Most normal people. And I'm not anti-kids. I'm just saying people have enough with their
I mean, statistically, we know that a large percentage of these drag queen pedophile times are pedophiles.
100% in Houston, a guy that was just arrested. I mean, he was on the sex offender list. He was doing the drag queen story time. So these guys are actually risking going back to jail just to be able to put a kid in their lap, just to be able to watch a kid, just because their sexual fantasies are more important than their actual long-term goals. They are willing to go to jail. And this is the problem, Alex. Even in jail, if you're a child molester, you have to be in a special wing because they are going to kill you in jail if you're a child molester.
And now these liberal mothers bring their children to sit on these people's laps.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, even in jail, this the worst place on earth, they hate child molesters. So these are the most hardened criminals in the world still don't respect a child molester. These are the worst people on earth. And this is the problem, though, Alex. It's very cyclical. I would guarantee the majority of these people
and the police would raid an Austin topless bar if they brought a 16-year-old girl to it. I mean, if adults want to go do that, do that. That's your right. But the point is, they're bringing children to striptease events because it's LGBTP. It's okay. No, it's not okay.
Yeah, and Alex, this place didn't serve food. And now they say, oh, in Texas, there's a law. If you're with your parent, you can have a beer. Yeah, that's for teenagers. That's not for 9-year-olds. Yeah, if you're 16 or 15, yeah, a waiter will let you have a beer with your dad sometimes. But a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, toddlers inside of a bar that doesn't serve food, so there's no justification for them to even be in there unless you want them to be part of some sort of satanic lifestyle that's grooming them for them to be socially acceptable. Because this is the thing, is these people know their whole culture is not socially acceptable. They know that it's not okay to shake their genitals.
They're trying to take the culture over,
face.
And they're corporately back. Alex Stein, tell me about this individual. The photo you sent us, we'll do an overhead shot. This individual says they want to go to school. They're going to school to be a teacher.
Well, this is Noel. So I have a video. I think it's at 1.2 million views just on Twitter, and it's been shared on every single social media platform and YouTube. And this person right there, when I confronted them, Alex, they melted like an ice cream cone in the sunlight. I mean, they felt so guilty, so much shame. And then when you look at that photo, if they can zoom out a little bit, you'll see the caption. It says, "Want to get pizza?" So this goes back to what I was saying: is these are FBI. This is declassified information. These are the secret code words that they use in order to talk about their childhood. Yes, walnuts mean this. Map means minor attracted person. So they have to speak in code words. That's why they have symbols and signs. And it's a lot like what the people that are in power use. That's why they trick us and they mock us with signs and symbols. So we don't know what's going on. But they have a dog whistle and they're laughing. Like Klaus Schwab, these people that are in church, they're all laughing at us, Alex. That's the thing is 1% of the population, less than 1% of the population, has 99% of the wealth. So we know that there is no middle class currently in America. So it is a destabilized, making it impossible to even live and operate in a world and have happiness, to have joy.
And so they literally, I remember 10 years ago, they were handing out condoms to 5-year-olds at the Cub Scout and Boy Scout Jubilee, thousands of rapes, and then the left took over the Boy Scouts. This is how they took over the Catholic Church. It's how they take over the Boy Scouts, how they take over universities. This is a sex cult.
And, Alex, the social media is the big problem because when you and I were in school, we didn't have our teacher's Facebook group. We didn't know about our teacher's gay cruise. We didn't know about our teacher's boyfriend. When I left school at 3:30, I didn't know what my teachers did. But now with the social media, now everybody has their extremely online lifestyle. You're able to indoctrinate these kids, and they see, the teacher seems cool. So what I'm saying is these teachers have a lot of power over the youth. They have even more power now than they've ever had, and they're using it for evil satanic agenda in order to indoctrinate our children, in order to groom them so that we live in a world, because call me conspiratorial all you want. In the future, they want us to all be one race and one sexual gender. How do they do that? They confuse us. They make it so we don't have love. We don't find a sex partner. We all die alone, unhappy. We're all gay, bisexual. Like
they
this
want
is
us isolated, totally confused, programmed by them. It's the corporate takeover. We come back. Elon Musk came out and asked, why doesn't the DOJ leak, like everything else, Epstein's client list? Doesn't that seem odd? Because they're running it, because they're part of it, and will expose Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and the pedo rings and the cloning rings and what it's really all about with Alex Stein, straight ahead.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now, everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now, the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want something to sink in really deep on this Sunday evening, June 5th, 2022. Imagine 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if you heard any of the things will be going on now that are happening now, what would you say? I mean, if random groups wanted to obsess and meet with your five-year-old about their politics, you'd say, no, you're trying to take over my territory, my life, my family, our ancestors, who we are. You're trying to dominate me. But these are people saying, we want to teach your child they're another gender.
we want to take your children to a gay bar. We want to do all this. This is absolute evil taking place all over the world. It's just Alex Stein in Dallas that's confronting it. So, Alex, please continue, my friend, with what you're laying out here.
Well, Alex, and one thing I want to say, you know, somebody sent me some better pictures, but, you know, a lot of these people, Antifa, I'm just using that as a general term, the people that were counter-protesting us, they were caring. They had weapons. So I'm not trying to virtue signal or trying to, you know, get a pat on my back. But these people are evil, sadistic. They're probably on some sort of psychotropic drugs. They're probably all having suicidal idolization. So the fact that they have a gun out there and they're trying to counter-protest us, it is a scary place. And I'm not saying this to try to, like I said, I'm not trying to get a pat on my back. But we have to stand up before it's too late, because if we don't stand up, we don't speak for ourselves, nobody's going to speak for us. Nobody's going to represent us. And that's the problem, is these people want, they're afraid of sounding homophobic. They're afraid of sounding bigoted. I'm not a bigot. I'm not a homophobe.
I am a pedophobe.
I am a pedophobe, 100%. That's the problem. Like I was saying earlier, in prison, the chomos get killed. And we know, we have people like Dennis Hasser, who's Secretary of the State, convicted pedophile. These are people in high positions. You look at Ketanji Brown Jackson, Supreme Court Justice. Her resume is being easy on child predators, people that have looked up child porn. So this is the world that we're living in. You just talk about a 10-year flashback. I mean, what's happening now, we would never, nobody could have even written this in a book, except for George Orwell, or except for Brave New World, where everybody's on somas, everybody's on antidepressants that make them more depressed. And like I said, the misery loves company. These people want to indoctrinate our kids and bring them into their hellhole of a life, their depression of a life. Because in some of the videos, I call them out. These people that are defending them, Alex, they have huge cut marks on their wrists and their hands. So they're obviously cutters. They're, you know, they're self-mutilators. That type of person is trying to, a self-mutilator, you know, God bless him. I feel bad for him. I have empathy for him. But these are the people you want hanging around your children? No.
We got a bunch of people that should be in mental institutions obsessed with our children. This isn't rocket science. And they have corporate backing. That's the key.
Yeah, and we have a mental health crisis. It's obvious. That's the problem. That's why they say the gun violence. Well, a gun has never shot itself. It's some crazy person behind it. So we have a system where people are literally depending on Big Pharma. That is a multinational corporation that wants to keep you sick. It's not. Listen, Big Pharma is not trying to heal any of the sickness.
And I love when they start attacking and hitting you. For TV viewers can see it, radio listeners can. The videos are all on Infowars.com and on your Twitter and other sites. You don't punch him back. You just pull his ski mask off.
Yeah, because I want to demask him, because that's what they do. They think that they're comfortable putting on the mask, hiding behind it, so they think that they can operate very freely. Well, that's not the case. We need to stand up and demask these people and expose them. And that's why InfoWars does a great job, because when you expose them and they have to put their name on it, it's like those keyboard warriors, Alex, that can hide behind an avatar. They'll say a lot of mean stuff, but they'll never say it to your face. Well, these people say mean stuff to your face, but they hide behind a mask because they don't want to back it up. They're not wearing a mask because of COVID. You know, they're doing it because they want to hide, because they know there are going to be cameras there. So we have to stand up. We have to demask these people, and they should be held accountable for their crazy viewpoints. Because when I confronted that drag queen, you could see just the shame and the guilt, you know, in their personality. They knew what they did is wrong, and most of these people know what they're doing is wrong, but they continue to do it because they have other people cheerleading them. They have other evil people that are like, oh, this is good. This is good. It only takes one person at the top to make other people do it. It's like the police.
Well, I know you've got so many clips, and I want to get to this. Can you send it to us, or which clip is it where you confront?
Yes, I'll send it. I'll send it to you. It's that clip is one of the best ones. Hold on, let me send it to her right now. But that's where I'm walking to the car. Yes, this is the one. So this is the person that has the I want to get pizza, and you can just tell, like, they're so mad. They started off, you know, walking it very normal, but you could just tell the guilt and the shame that they had. That's why all of a sudden they go off the handle like that, because it's projection. They're projecting
okay,
all that.
Okay, so we do have the clip. So we're gonna pause here for a moment. We're going to cue the clip up, and here is the clip.
For little children, do you like dancing for little children? You don't think that's disgusting? Dancing around for little
away from me.
Don't you think that's disgusting?
I need you to
get the away.
Hey, well, you can't just touch me. You don't think that's
disgusting? Hey, you me.
You don't
your
think
mom's
that's
the
go on.
You don't think that's ahead, disgusting? Dancing for little children. You should be a You should be ashamed of yourself dancing for little children. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Is he a child? No.
You got guys dancing, little children. You should be ashamed of yourselves. You're disgusting. Think about what you just did.
The whore.
Okay, that's fine, but you danced naked in front of little children. You did.
I mean, look at these. Look at these freaks, ladies and gentlemen. And they have a total desire to destroy innocence.
You danced in front of
Alex Stein, please continue.
You know, I'm just saying, you can tell the guilt and shame. That's why they're freaking out. That's why they're trying to get into a car. See, I stand behind what I say. I'm willing to sit there and have a conversation. They aren't. As soon as they dance and they shake around in front of their kids and they get tipped like a stripper, they want to run through the back door and get in their car and drive off because they don't want to actually face the music. That's
the
problem.
Well, that's
why
they wear the clown outfits, which steals a woman's identity, that a fat, ugly man or a man is a woman because they're in a clown outfit. They're not. It's if the clown comes in disguise to go and do this event, and they don't want the light of day because they don't want their backgrounds checked.
Well, Alex, all you got to do is look at the numbers of people of gender reassignment surgeries and the trans movement. I mean, in the 80s, it was a very small percent. It was like 1%. Bill Maher had the best monologue about it, talking about from the 60s, it was 0.1%. Then it doubled. And now you look at places, now it's like, you know, 20% of kids are trans or transitioning. In California, you know, there's that one. It's like
this
one
is
out
a
of
sterilization
every
death cult taking over.
But I just want to say this point. In California, it's like one out of, you know, every 20 kids. And I'm just saying this number for a general term. One out of every 20 kids is trans. But in Ohio, it's like one out of every 1,000. So what's the difference between Los Angeles and Cleveland, Ohio? It's because the indoctrination of the culture they're around. It's not because, oh, all of a sudden, oh, I'm a girl. I was born, even though I have a penis, I'm a girl. So this is the problem. It's these outside forces are the ones that are dictating and taking advantage of these children. And this transgender movement, this isn't so new thing. I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You look at the Statue of Liberty, they say is trans. I mean, this has been a kind of a long time. Even Shakespeare would put the male actors in dresses, and there was women there. So I'm just saying, this is a calculated thing in order to transition people, to make men boys, to make girls guys, to confuse us so we don't know
what's going on. There's always been men that want to take over the place of women. First, they tell you, oh, there are no women, men and women. There's a targeting of women going on. There's a key report that breaks this down at Bandai Video. Satanism demystified.
Hey, sorry, my dog's going crazy, but this is all we got to talk about, Alex. Look at Leah Thomas. Swam on the men's team for 3 years in the NCAA, ranked 457. Then switches over to the women's team, wins multiple NCAA championships, and the media cheerleads this. That is so against everything that is right. Those poor women that spend every weekend, every summer, going to summer camp, swimming in a pool, they finally make it to the top 17 in the entire country out of the thousands of colleges in America. There's only 17 in that final race, and they got a race against a guy that has a penis and testicles and that still likes to sleep with women. What kind of clown world accepts that, and not only accepts it, Alex, cheerleads it from the mainstream media?
It's all is a test, Alex Stein, to see what we'll put up with and what we'll submit with the clones and all of it, the transhumanism coming out. Where does everybody find the amazing work you and others are doing?
Well, listen, I wanted to say, you guys find me on Twitter, Instagram, Alex999. If you can't find me, you're not looking, and I'm not trying to virtue signal, but make sure to support you, Alex. You've done so much in, you know, being fearless, and I take a lot of my inspiration from you. So you guys definitely support the info war. And I sent Daria a great picture of the kids. Alex, all the youth love you. You are so loved. You have no idea, Alex.
We
keep fighting.
Brother,
you're doing a great job.
We're going to the Bilderberg.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I want to take a minute out to address the viewers and listeners of InfoWars and to remind you that we've been vindicated and that world government and its tyrannical aim of depopulation is now out in the open. Everything you and I have done together has been historic. And we cannot continue in this fight without your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history right now, while you still can, to get the third and final coin in the Founding Member Coin Series, the Come and Take It Free Men Bear Arms Coins at 1776coin.com. In just a few days, this coin will be gone forever. And you will have the coin in your possession and know you helped InfoWars stay on air at the most critical time in our 28-year history. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all to be part of history and to get this historic memento that keeps us on air at InfoWarsStore.com or 1776coin.com while you still can.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Minutes from now, I'm going to end this Sunday transmission with Alex Jones hosting, but Owen Schroyer is coming in, and we did the Sunday live show where the radio stations and TV stations can pick it up, but we only do 6 minutes of ads an hour, only the local ads, no network ads, and that's a model I want to go to soon. You know, I go on these other big podcasts and shows, they go, why do you have 14 minutes of ads an hour? Well, that's what TV and radio have. That's the industry standard. Some have more, some have less. 14 minutes is the average, and that's why they couldn't deplatform us, because we had 200 affiliates on radio 4 years ago when they deplatformed us. Now we have approaching 400 radio affiliates and hundreds of TV stations. The broadcast has exploded. So as negative as all this is, and as scary as it is, it's in God's plan. Evil's making its move. We will win, but we have to have the courage to speak out and say no to it. So Owen Schroyer will be hosting Sunday Night Live. If your station doesn't carry it, it really should. But regardless, Infowars.com/show, band.video, the big live show feed on the front page of the site will have it. We'll talk about the pedo drag show for kids in Dallas, a bunch of key reports. He'll be taking calls throughout the next 2 hours. Coming up straight ahead, and then I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central, right after Harrison Smith at American Journal, 8 a.m. weekdays at Infowars.com. But look at this right here. This is the photo that Alex Stein mentioned right before we went to break, and it's just all these great listeners that are there. He said, not just these folks, but so many others. We salute them. with InfoWars shirts. Alex Jones is right. Standing against pure evil, being on the right side of history. And look at those glowing eyes, those sweet, good, smart people. You look at the people serving the New World Order, and they just look like they're dead. And they are just servants of evil. They are captured souls turned into engines of corruption and domination. And Elon Musk is totally right. We have Justice Department leaks on myself, Trump, Roger Stone. They do congressional subpoenas. Then they release the stuff selectively out of context. They have Supreme Court leaks. But where are the leaks of Jeffrey Epstein's phone and Jeffrey Epstein's client list that the FBI has? Where are the leaks? We already have the public laptop with all the pedophilia on it of Hunter Biden. It's a cult of pedophiles. Because if somebody will hurt a child, they'll do anything, and they're soulless, and Satan can just swoop right in, because there is no God, there is no connection to the infinite, there is no Holy Spirit. So Elon Musk asks, why does the DOJ leak Epstein client list? Doesn't that seem odd? Great job, Elon Musk. Liking you more every single day. And here's one of the main men dresses a woman's, because kids trust women, at the event saying, want to get pizza. Very interesting. I mentioned this quite a bit earlier. We're going to get into it right now. It's an article that's all over the place from Vigilant Citizen, and it only scratches the surface. It's worse than they even say here, but this article's great. It's at ZeroHedge.com and InfoWars.com, because it'll really wake people up. But it only covers some of the stuff. I've got some other examples, but look at this. The top 10 creepiest and most dystopian things pushed by the World Economic Forum, that is the public arm of the Bilderberg Group. Penetrating governments. We control your governments. We are now in control. We don't want the people involved. His own Wikipedia page says he doesn't want the people involved. That's called being a dictator. And we've got number nine. Number nine. And then this article is great because it shows all the videos, all the quotes, all the clips. Number nine, controlling minds using sound waves. Look at this. Mind control using sound waves and 5G. We asked the scientists how it works. World Economic Forum. The 5G will make you submit. You will love it. It's so good. Number eight, pills that contain microchips to make sure you're taking the pill the government orders you to take. That's the Davos Group all agreeing you should be made to take pills with microchips in it. Number seven, praising massive lockdowns. Praising the lockdowns that starved 40-plus million to death. Demanding new lockdowns anytime there's a virus for total martial law and fear and control. All the clips, all the links, all the tweets, right there, and saying the lockdowns were good for the earth. Number six, take a peek in the future. You'll eat bugs. You'll have no beef. There are no families. Pedophilia is legal. Go read it for yourself. It is just a declaration of war against humanity by the bankers that have stolen pure and total absolute control. Number five, pushing the Great Reset. Shut down fossil fuels, collapse borders, end the family as we know it, get rid of small businesses. The Great Reset is the great extermination, and it goes on. You know, tomorrow, I think I'm going to play all the clips and the excerpts that are in this and maybe spend like 2 hours on it, because it is so powerful. Recalibrating freedom of speech. And they define that as getting rid of freedom of speech and only allowing corporate speech they want and having surveillance and AI control and lecturing you about what your speech can be or should not be. Number three, tracking your clothes and then finally chips inside your body. Klaus Schwab, the UN, all of them saying it's the next phase of the global ID with the vaccine passport. That'll be the carbon passport that they're bringing out right now. Number two, smartphones will be in your body. You'll have to have it to leave your house by law. You will live in a virtual reality inside your own home. Number one, you'll own nothing and be happy because we will totally bankrupt you. And there's all the clips and all the links, and every word we say, every word we cover is in the document. What an important article from Vigilant Citizen at InfoWars.com, ZeroHedge.com, and so many other great sites in defiance of this anti-human force. The war for the future is now. You're being made a corporate commodity. And if you'll let pedophiles and criminals and crazy people come have access to your children, if you'll put up with that, they believe you will put up with anything. But they're weak. That's why since the 50s they denied the Bilderberg Group existed. Then it created the Davos Group, be its public group. They're meeting at the Grand Orient in D.C. right now. The meeting is just now ending as we speak. Here's the London Guardian being forced to report on it. Bilderberg reconvenes in person after two-year pandemic gaffe. Charlie Skelton's a great guy. It goes on and on. Bill Gates and Richard Branson are betting lab-grown meat might be the food of the future, grown from dead bugs. And they're buying up all the farmland so you can't have beef. It's associated with a higher IQ. And then we have the footage of the dictator of New Zealand taking orders from BlackRock and Vanguard. That's some of the news at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I've got all these other stacks of news, Putin threatening nuclear war, it's back in the newspaper, everybody blaming Biden for what's happening, which I hate Biden, but he's a puppet. It's the globalist agenda doing it. We've got all that. But Owen Schroyer takes over in the next 2 hours, only 6 minutes ads an hour, only local breaks, no network breaks, coming up with your phone calls and more. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't prosecute this war without your word of mouth and your prayer and your support. You've been doing it. We've had so many amazing things happen in the last few months. So many doors opened. When just 2 months ago, I could not make payroll and we thought we had to be shut down. And then three or four big doors opened up. Big donations, small donations, new suppliers for the products, incredible companies, a bunch of other stuff that's happened. So thanks to the grace of God, we are still on air, and I want to thank you all. Number one, more important than a financial support, more important than word of mouth, is prayer. Intercessing to God and praying for doors to open for InfoWars and for the truth to get out and for you to spread the word is incredible. So I thank you all for what you've done. And tomorrow I'll talk more about the positive things that have happened as well, not just the negative of the enemy, but God deserves the credit. And we don't spend enough time thanking God for intercessing through a year for your prayer, because God is a God of free will. God is the God of the universe, and you've got to ask for it. You've got to believe in it. You've got to want it. Just like the globalists want to make contact with your children to screw them up, God wants to make contact with you to empower you and fulfill you and just do amazing things. So tomorrow, 11 a.m., we're talking about positive things, kicking things off. But whatever you do, spread the word, my friends. It's a real power you've got on your email, your text message. However, Infowars.com/show, band.video, front page Infowars.com, and local stations. Spread the word. The power of millions listening can be tens of millions and hundreds of millions and billions listening if you realize the power you've got. Great job, crew. Owen Schroyer takes over in 2 minutes.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.